This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey. Time to sip and spin. So I was watching a TV show with my daughter, and a commercial comes on for some scotch, and they're using this music. My daughter notices I'm getting very agitated and asks, what's wrong? And I go on one of my rants about how could they use this anti-establishment artist in a commercial. The artist in question is French musician Lizzie Mercier Desclous, and the song is Fire.
Fire! I bid you to burn. Fire! I bid you to love.
This is from her 1979 debut solo album called Press Color. Lizzie was a minimalist and used those kind of single notes, you can hear it, combined with some funky rhythms and wrong note harmonies. That's pretty anti-establishment. She was part of the No Wave movement, and that's an avant-garde genre that rejected the commercial new wave music. Press Color didn't do well in the U.S., but as a college student in the early 80s, I looked high and low for copies of this album. This song may sound familiar to you. It's Lizzie Mercier Desclous' version of the Mission Impossible theme. Really fun and funky music here. In the mid-1990s, Desclous gave up music and devoted herself to painting and writing. She died in 2004 at the young age of 48. Lizzie Mercier Desclous, a non-traditional musician, so I thought I'd balance her out with a beer that's flavored with a traditional Pennsylvania Dutch dessert. When you think of Pennsylvania Dutch, chances are you think of Lancaster. Well, Lancaster Brewing pays homage to the Shoofly Pie with their Shoofly Pie Porter. This is brewed with pure Lancaster County molasses and toasty malts, and they throw in some vanilla bean to give it that pie profile. So we are going to give this one a try on Flight Club today. Giving it a sniff, you get the smell of the kind of the charred sugar right away, and the molasses definitely comes through. Let's give this a pour. A nice rich brown color to it. And I have to tell you, I keep sniffing it because it smells so good. You really, that brown sugar, the sweetness really comes through right on the nose. Let's give it a try. While I'm giving this a sip, why don't you enjoy more music from Lizzie Mercier Desclous? Now, the song we're listening to here is called Wawa. It's got nothing to do with the Wawas that we know today.
Wawa.
Well, sweet is definitely the word for this Shoofly Pie Porter. You do get the sweetness, but it's not an over-the-top sweet. There's a real danger with these dessert beers. Sometimes they're like way too sweet and not enjoyable. But this, you get the sugar, you get the black coffee smell, you can taste some of the roasted pecans in there as well. Basically, there is a lot happening with this beer. And to tell you the truth, I kind of like it. The Shoofly Pie Porter from Lancaster Brewing coming in at 6.2%. If you want to listen to some past episodes of WLVR's Flight Club, that includes our Sip and Spin series, you can visit WLVR.org/Flight Club. Cheers.